Episode 372, Who Are You?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day, sweet sisters. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? Are you ready to get moving and grooving and just really set yourself on fire and be intentional in the direction that you're headed in your life, in your family's life, and just so you can be able to touch more? Oh my goodness, I know you are. I am thrilled that you're here, and I want to start you off with a fabulous week. And I really began thinking about, you know, we just got to have some girl time here. And our girl time here is, we're going to talk about who are you. We talk about how to do sometimes our daily to-dos, what makes it easier. We take the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, and we begin to fine-tune maybe the way we go about our days, our scheduling, how we do a beauty regimen, a workout, how we cook meals, and that's all fine and dandy. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty in life, who are you? If you take away motherhood, you take away your marriage, you take away, maybe you're not married and you're dating, you take away everything, strip it all away from you, and you're standing in the middle of a field, who are you? I began thinking about this because I've been obviously redesigning the website. It's been going on for a while now, but then we ran into some hiccups. And so I was experimenting a little bit more and trying to figure out where I really want to take you all, the journey that I have you on and the journey that I'm going through myself right now. And so I began really thinking about who are you? And a lot of times we don't stop to define that. Who are you is defined by the hats that we wear. It's the hat of mom. It's the hat of I have five children. It's the hat of I own my own business. It's the hat of I'm in school. It's the hat of I'm a blogger. Oh, wait, I also sell essential oils. And oh, by the way, I also work really diligently and I'm a Sunday school teacher at church. And don't forget that I also, you know, I'm part of the music boosters and the athletic boosters. And on top of that, I make sure I go to, it goes on and on and on. But when you take all of that away, who are you? I've been working in a journey specifically on who am I, so to speak, really digging deeper and specifically about mindset. And that's going to be coming up. So we've got some great surprises around the corner. And it's been very thought-provoking. And when I began to think about this, I was like, you know what? I got to share this with my sisters because I really believe that sometimes we take action because we're trying to be either somebody else based on somebody else's expectations of what we need to be or based on the hats that we wear. You see, when I was way back when, it wasn't that long ago, but when the children were littler and we were homeschooling at the time, obviously that's changed now. They're not little anymore. They are in my mind, but not literally. And when I was homeschooling them and life was really actually very simple. It really, really was. I didn't have to worry about a whole lot. I mean, yeah, there were bills to pay, had to change the diapers, had to nurse them, cook. I mean, but it wasn't so strenuous and fatiguing almost. It was really quite enjoyable, honestly. But I look back and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, my children knew me as their teacher. So I wore the teacher hat. They knew me as their music teacher because I taught them music. They knew me as their PE teacher. I taught them PE. They knew me as their choir praise kids teacher because that was me. I owned it. It was mine. They knew me as the volunteer at church who worked in Awanas. That was another hat. They knew me as, yes, mom. They also knew me as, well, wait, that's mom and that's dad. So that was the wife to my dad. So they knew that. They saw that. Maybe they didn't quite understand it. The young ones didn't. But it was more of, oh, wait. And then I had to cook dinner, right? So I was their cook. I was their personal chef. That sounds better, doesn't it? I'm personal chef. And on and on and on and on. Sometimes they probably thought I was a dictator. Mom's always telling me what to do, how to do it, where to go, what not to wear, what I shouldn't do, what I should do. But when you take away all those different hats, who are you? Have you ever been asked who you are? Maybe you've tried to write an elevator speech. If you've ever been an entrepreneur, sought that out, maybe you've been interested in MLM, one of the key training factors is, okay, be able that when you're in an elevator, use that opportunity to, number one, inquire about somebody else. But then in turn, when they ask you, so what do you do or who are you, you can give them a response. And a lot of people refer to this as an elevator speech. There's tons of different labels on this. But ultimately, it's a commercial. Whether it's a commercial about who you are or what you do or where you're going in life, it's a commercial. So today I ask you, what's your commercial today? Who you are? Have you thought about it? If you were to run it, we've got a huge football NFL game coming up. Okay, so here in the States, it's called what? The Super Bowl. And it's one of the biggest games of the year. And we'll have some fun episodes on that. But I mean, it's crazy as to how much food we crazy Americans consume. I'm serious. It's ridiculous. Between that, how much beer that's drunk. Anyway, if you're an English major, tell me which one's the right way. And then how many chips are eaten? Chips and dip. Those are like the two big stats that they usually kind of throw out there all the time. Well, that's coming up. If you were to air your 30-second commercial and pay $5 million for that slot, who are you? I ran across a gentleman. I get his daily devotions, actually. Well, they're not daily devotions. They're daily motivation and inspiration. And I will be sure to include that in the show notes. He's got some great, thoughtful, insightful motivation quotes. He has his own. So he pulls from all aspects. And it's really, it's inviting to the mind, in my opinion. And one that caught my eye, which I thought was very pertinent to what we're talking about here, is this. Jonathan Lockwood Huey says this: the key to success and to happiness is being fully engaged in life, leading yourself with inspiration and committed action, setting your own fine and honorable example. Wow. And such few words, such power behind that. Who are you? If you were to answer who you are as based on the key of success and happiness, how would you define that? Are you fully engaged in your life? Or are you finding it that you are emulating somebody else? You're kind of like an imposter. Do you ever feel like you're kind of watching somebody else live your life and you really don't know who that is? Or maybe you're going through a really tough time. Maybe you're in the middle of a divorce right now or a separation and you feel like you're having an outer body experience. Like, this really isn't, number one, I didn't expect this. Number two, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be thinking here. You don't feel happiness and there's definitely not success, at least how you see it right now in the moment. Who are you? We're always trying to pick each other up with inspiration and motivation. And we talk about committed action, taking aim. Action ignites motivation. Ultimately, you need to be able to set your example. So when you look in the mirror, what you see is a fine and honorable example. You love your reflection. Who are you? If you're standing out there now in the middle of the field, what do you see around you? What brings you happiness? What gives you the feeling of success, or even to the point of that you are successful? Different way of saying it, but it can be taken multitudes of ways. It's how you define it, how you see it. Is that success being led through others' accomplishments, or are they being led through your own? You see, as an entrepreneur myself, as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, as a female, there's just so many different ways that you can look at who you are. So my question to you today is, Who are you? Are you one who's standing there in the field that is carrying a huge smile upon your face saying, yes, I may not be exactly where I am, but I am blessed at where I am. I feel good about who I am. This body, it's a bit tattered. It's a bit old. It's been beat up, but I can still function. I have functional movement. I'm strong. I can lift things more than just my wallet. I'm strong in my mind. I truly know what I desire in my life and what makes me happy. Or are you the little girl that's standing out in the field lost, crying out saying, I don't know where to go right now. I don't know who I am. I'm a little bit lost in the direction. I'm kind of fumbling around and being the best mom I can be, and I don't even really know what that is because I kind of had a good mom, but she probably could have been better. And I don't think I make a very good wife, as I've already divorced my first husband and I'm on my second. And then, yeah, well, I don't know so much about the kids. They just kind of do their own thing. They're stuck in the electronic world. And as for my job, I don't know. I just get up every day and do the same old thing. Who are you? I'm here to tell you, sister, that you were created for a reason, a purpose, more than the hats that you wear. You are precious. And sometimes those tears, and maybe the tears are beginning to well up now within your eyes. I want those tears to be tears of diamonds. Because God created you on purpose. You are not a mistake. You're not that little girl wandering about in the field, even though you may feel very lost. There is still hope. You see, by taking one step, one moment every single day, you get that much closer to where and whom you are created to be. Ultimately, that's the little girl in the field that you want to be. Who are you? God doesn't make mistakes. He creates absolute masterpieces. You may not see yourself when you look in that mirror as a masterpiece, but you are artwork, a masterpiece created by the hands of the Almighty. So take what you will today, release your hats, and I want you to know that you are blessed. I love you all so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.